Guys, welcome to another Morning English podcast. I'm doing it with Kara today. Welcome her.
大家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文。我是卡拉。
Names. Names isn't only useful for naming people and things. Oh no. It is useful for idioms.
所以呢，我们今天的 podcast will be about idioms that contain names. 那今天呢，就要和大家来分享一些非常有趣的带有人名的俚语。同时呢，今天提到这些俚语啊、翻译啊，以及我们提到的例句呢，我们都非常贴心的给大家整理成了一个文字的版本。大家如果想要获取这个文字版本的话呢，可以到我们的微信公众号早安英文回复笔记两个字就可以拿到了。
Well, let us talk about the first idiom.
A lazy Susan. So, Dave, what do you think a lazy Susan means?
A lazy girl whose name's Susan? I don't think there's another meaning for it.
Well, you will be surprised. Ooh. 这个 lazy Susan 是什么意思呢？它是一个 turntable, 就是一个 rotating tray,、placed on a table or countertop to aid in distributing food.
I always see these in China, like, I actually know what this table is now called. Thank you for that.
那这个 lazy Susan 呢，它并不是说一位叫苏珊的懒姑娘啊，它是指那个餐桌上的转盘。所以大家看啊，现在春节又来了，肯定不久之后又要见到它了。那这么一说呢，大家可能就明白了，就是桌子太大，所以呢，为了方便上菜啊、夹菜啊，人们在这个桌子中央就设计了一个可以转动的大盘子。这个菜品呢，都放在这个盘子上，你只要转动那个盘子就可以拿到想要的菜了。那比如说，你可以造一个句子，叫做 "Lazy Susan are really famous in China."
Yeah. Okay. Idiom number two: painting the lily. I like to put things as simple as possible.Painting the lily means when you have something perfect and then you add something more to make it even the most perfect thing that you've ever seen in your life.
是不是有的时候 maybe a little bit too much?
It is too much, it is.
比如说你拍了一张非常漂亮的照片、就是彩虹的照片，然后呢本来已经够好看了，你还要给它加一个滤镜，这个时候就好像有点多余了。那么你就可以讲说 Why add a filter to your photo of the rainbow? No need to paint the lily.好，接下来下一个叫做 John Hancock.
What is a John Hancock? Isn't that like inappropriate?
不要想歪啊。What we are talking about today、
oh.
是、your signature.
My signature?
对，就 John Hancock actually means a signature.
Oh, okay. Let us give you guys an example. Oh, well, everything seems in order. I just need your John Hancock.
就说哎呦，现在一切都准备就绪了，只需要您在这里签上您的大名。所以这个 John Hancock 可以表示签名的意思。
Alright, moving on to the next idiom, Johnny on the spot. Johnny on the spot means someone who is always helpful and always willing to be there for you, no matter what the thing you have.
就好像一个骑士 Knight.
Yeah, me, basically.
就这种随叫随到的、给予你帮助给予你支持的人，就像一个骑士一样。 So when you need help, call me and I will be your Johnny on the spot. That's so sweet.
Not really, okay.
好，下一个呢，我们要讲到的是 Jack Robinson.
Who's Jack Robinson?
这个东西不重要啊。那总之呢，我们这个短语是叫做 Before you can say Jack Robinson.是什么意思呢？它是表示我们中文里面的“说时迟，那时快”。
说迟不得，说时迟，
就是非常快。
I don't want to say. An example for that in English, she can break your heart before you can say Jack Robinson.
就说她可以在就说时迟，那时快，她就伤了你的心。
All right, moving on to the next idiom, Benjamin of the family.
Benjamin of the family.
Yeah, means the youngest child of the family, or the youngest sibling, or whatever. The Benjamin of the family, and I really hate that. Because I'm actually the Benjamin of my family. Yeah.
Are you? how does it feel being the Benjamin of your family?
Kind of annoying if you come to think of it. Like, when you're the youngest, when you're the youngest, it's annoying because everyone thinks that you're spoiled and blah blah blah, your parents love you, your siblings love you, but no, hell no, everyone gives you crap.
好好好，行。So what if you are bored of saying no problem? Or there you have it. 这是我们今天要讲的最后一个。那你可以用什么来替换它呢？你可以讲 Bob's your uncle.
No. Sam is my uncle. What do you mean?
Well, when we use Bob's your uncle, it actually means no problem.
Ooh.
就是在中文里面呢，讲做易如反掌，非常容易，就 easy peasy.
So Bob is my uncle. Okay, so an example for that is you go straight and then left and then right and then left and then right and then Bob is your uncle.
Really?
I think so. You're gonna arrive somewhere. That's okay.
所以最后讲一句 Bob's your uncle, 就说非常简单，就这样。
So now we're going to do a quick recap of what we studied today and hope you guys can focus.
嗯，我们最后来复习一下今天学到的几个表达。
The first one we talked about was a lazy Susan.
这个呢在中国非常常见，是我们餐桌上的转盘。
All right, not a girl named Susan, no, who's lazy. Second idiom was painting the lily.
就说往一个已经非常美好的事情上面再添加一点点美好，就是有的时候有点画蛇添足的感觉。
Yep. Number three was John Hancock. It's not what you think it is.
It's actually signature, 就是签名。
Okay. Number four was Johnny on the spot.
这个呢就是你的骑士，你随叫随到给予你帮助的那个人。
Okay. Number five was before you can say Jack Robinson.
这个就是说时迟那时快，非常快。
Okay, that was okay, no. Number five was Benjamin of the family.
就是家里面最小的那一个。
Me. Number seven and the last one for today was Bob's your uncle.
就是非常简单，易如反掌。
Alright guys, thank you so much for listening to our podcast today.
那我们今天这期节目呢就和大家分享到这里了。
Alright, thank you guys so much. 我是 Dave.
我是卡拉。
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye bye.
Bye.